This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thank you for you guys, Erin and Aaron, having me on.
We do love the Erin and Aaron. And of course, you know, famous Erin in the Bible as well. We had the Moses episode the other day. That was good to see. The parting of the sea. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah. And Erin, you were kind of a bit of a complainer in that episode, and you should have listened to Moses in the first place.
Well, Mark, what you don't know is he's exactly like that as
well. In real life. Mark, I've got to say, first up with all of this, hearing the story about how this came about and Roma mentioning it to you and you thinking, you're nuts. But as an esteemed producer with significant shows under your belt, I mean, Survivor, The Voice, The Apprentice, there's all these significant shows. This was a big leap of faith for you, I guess, career-wise, to want to do the Bible.
Yes, sir. You've got a very good writer there, Erin, a leap of faith for me. Yeah, I like that. But, you know, the truth is, I don't remember growing up without a Bible in our house growing up in England, you know, with a Scottish family. My dad was a Scottish Catholic, my mum a Scottish Presbyterian, and never a bad word between them. And I always had the Bible around. And as I got older and, you know, was blessed with some pretty big TV success, and this opportunity came to us. We knew we should do this, me and Roma. And, you know, just for the listeners, you know, we're married, me and Roma. And so I always make sure that my wife is always right. my wife said, let's do this. And so I of course, said, yes, dear. And 3.5 years later, despite all the ups and downs of making it, it was received well. And I was so glad last week to see those numbers on Channel 9 with only a week of promotion, you know, 1.2 million Australians tuned in. But in the end, we all know this book, the Bible, is the foundation of Western society. And it's not surprising that people have grown up knowing the stories and that they tuned in and enjoyed it with their families.
What was your, I guess, favorite story to represent on the big screen, well, the small screen?
Right, well, out of that question, you've got to remove Jesus, because clearly...
Yeah, of course.
He's the front runner, it's fair to say.
He's the front runner, he's the first and the last, right? We know that, Alpha and the Omega. And when you see that on the screen, and we have a Portuguese actor, Diogo Morgado, who's Hispanic, obviously, playing Jesus, which I think is great. And he's when you see this, you'll never, ever imagine anyone else ever playing Jesus. But take that out of the equation. I think what you're going to see this week with the Samson story is epic, and next week is the story of David. But, you know, you've got Samson Delilah this week, which is unbelievable when you see how Samson is betrayed by Delilah for money. And then, of course, next week we've got David, who everything goes well for. God loves David so much, and he messes up, you know, right when everything's going perfect. Somehow he decides to sleep with his best friend's wife and then have his best friend killed to cover up his treachery. And it's an amazing story.
One of the things I find, of course, you've had a lot of success with reality TV shows. There is something that I've appreciated about the Bible on the screen in that this is as real as it gets. This is history. As you were going through all of this, did you see a lot of that reality? Did it become more real for you?
Much more real. I mean, you know, you have to know, like, I'm sure you guys, you guys know the Bible, you've grown up around it, it's our society, right? Even people who don't go to church pretty much know the basic stories. But then when you dig in and you spend years working on it, it's astounding how perfectly written it is and how it all ties together. See, we didn't think of it as a bunch of books. We thought of it as one book. And so you may have noticed last week when the burning bush, when God speaks, that is the voice of Jesus. When God negotiates with Abraham, that's Jesus he's negotiating with. Mm. Because if you look at it and read it, if you were someone who never heard of the Bible and read six books, that's the only conclusion you could make objectively. And so we went for it. And it really, really resonated, you know, and we love it.
I do wonder also the hard decision of working out how we're going to do this. Five episodes on or 5 hours on the Old Testament, 5 on the New Testament. How did you come up with this arrangement? I'm sure there's a lot of fighting and a lot of drawing boards and whiteboards and all sorts of things. How did you get it there?
Well, first thing to remember, I made it with my wife. So, and my wife is very, very well known in America for playing the lead character on Touched by an Angel, which had 28 million viewers a week in America. My wife, so beloved. I knew, firstly, never disagree with my wife.
Here we go.
No one's going to take my side over my beautiful Irish wife. So I knew that, first of all. But what we realized, we thought to ourselves, 10 hours, what's the center point here? What is the pivotal point that leads from Old Testament to New Testament very well? It turned out, we figured out, to be Daniel in the lion's den. Because Daniel survives the lion's den. And whenever the king of Persia releases the Jews from Babylon, right? They're going to return and rebuild the temple and got the temple treasures. It all seems like the end of the story, except for Daniel reveals to Azariah, one of his friends, that it's going to get worse. And I'm sure his friend's thinking, how can it possibly get worse? We've been captives for a generation or generations here in Babylon. And Daniel's like, no, trust me. It's going to get worse. There's going to be a fourth beast, worse than the previous three. And the previous three beasts for Jews were the Egyptians, right? They were slaves. The Babylonians, took them from Jerusalem back to Babylon. Then the Persians destroyed the Babylonians. They've had three, sets of beasts. What no one realized, Daniel was so right, the Romans were coming. The Romans were the worst army in the history of the world. It was into that time that Daniel said, but the Son of Man is coming. It's going to get better. And that's when Jesus was born. So that was the pivotal middle point for us. So we worked backwards from that to creation and forwards from that to Revelation.
Actually, I'd like to know a side note from the Bible. Obviously, it was a project with you and your wife, Roma. How did you guys actually meet? Like, how did you, you're, as you mentioned, a Scotsman and she's an Irish lady. And how did the two meet together?
I was having a haircut and she was having a manicure. I looked in the mirror and saw this really, really hot woman and obviously looked away quickly. I didn't want to be caught looking at her.
Oh.
But when I looked back, she was looking at me. I caught her once, twice, three times I caught her, and she looked so embarrassed that she was looking over. As I left, she left first, and I said, who was that? And they said, it's Roma Downey. I was like, oh, because I was in a mirror, so it wasn't completely clear. Oh, it's Roma Downey. And I got her number, and then I was going to call her, but I thought, I don't want to be rejected. So I asked the receptionist, could she call Roma and ask Roma, if I called her and asked her on a date, would she say yes? I know it sounds terrible, but it's the truth. It's so terrible, it has to be true, right? And Roma's message back through reception was, why would you think I'd give my number just to reject you? Of course I'll go out with you.
Oh.
And so it gave me some confidence, but I know it sounds like a terribly weak male story, but it's so awful, it's true.
Oh, it's I love it. Love it first mirror sight.
Yeah.
But because when we spoke to Roma, I mean, she genuinely is beautiful, and she's so similar to her character as Monica. Is she always an angel, or is she a normal person as well?
Well, okay. First of all, she really is Monica in real life, which is sort of annoying, right? When you marry her, because everyone loves Roma all the time, so I can't win, can I? However, you've got to remember, she's also very tough Irish, which I'm sure, as Australians, you know many tough Irish people.
Yes.
So Roma, with a couple of whiskies, could start a fight in an empty bar.
Mark, it has been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. We are looking forward to seeing this play out over our screens over the next, 7 weeks as we go through the remaining 7 episodes. And thank you for what you've done, and looking forward to AD.
Yes, we are too. We're working on it, and it's an amazing story if you think that there are 11 men left. I mean, obviously many women too, but 11 men, apostles left after Judas killed himself. How on earth did 11 become 2.2 billion? it's a great story.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.